news station.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The investigation continues into the shooting death of a terror suspect yesterday in Boston. Police Commissioner William Evans says community leaders have been shown a video of the exchange between Usama Rahim and officers to dispel any rumors.
There was a lot of misinformation out there about us, the individual at the bus stop being shot in the back. It was just to sort of calm down the emotions and, again, to explain to all our community partners that this is what happened.
Evans says a suspect drew a knife on the officers and refused to back down before he was shot. But that's not good enough for Imam Abdullah Farouk from the Mosque for the Praising of Allah, who says more needs to be cleared up.
We couldn't see clearly at all. He was asking this question of whether he had brandishing a knife or not. It was very, like, 1/20th of the overall frame, very far away.
Rahim was approached by officers who wanted to question him about his ties to ISIS. This is USA Headline News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. When Pope Francis pays a visit to the U.S., it's going to be hard to forget, especially a stop in Philadelphia. Officials with the World Meeting of Families have given us a sneak peek of some of the souvenir items of his visit that'll be available in a few weeks that can be purchased online. Donna Crowley Farrell is with the World Meeting of Families.
We are going to have more than 200 different types of customized merchandise.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says people will have a wide variety of souvenirs to remember the visit by the Pope.
Whether folks choose a baseball cap, which many of you know I'm particularly partial to, or a special set of rosaries, this merchandise will remind us of the legacy that is the World Meeting of Families, Philadelphia 2015.
Mayor Nutter, who knew of the Pope's visit to Philadelphia in advance, was not even able to tell his own mother about the visit planned for September.
I'm looking forward to soon making my first purchase. I can assure you it will be for my mother.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clancy.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Freedom to base hiring policy decisions on these firmly held beliefs.
The president of a Southern Baptist university said the loss of tax-exempt status or accreditation could force thousands of Christian schools to close. Steve Coleman, Washington.
A two-mile section of the Arkansas River near Little Rock remains closed after the rupture of a gas pipeline. It released enough natural gas to fuel about 65 homes for a year. The Coast Guard says the section of the river will remain closed until utility crews can check whether the pipeline poses a danger to boats. U.S. defense officials say the problem of unintended shipments of potentially live anthrax spores over the past decade is likely worse than first believed. Officials now say it's possible that more than four dozen such shipments were sent to laboratories in the U.S. and at least three to other countries. That's about twice the estimate of last week. The Pentagon has repeatedly asserted that the mistakes pose no public health hazard. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
You know, no swelling, no pain, no brain, no pain,
gain,
you know,
no
gain. We are talking about Pastor Tom, but I would never say that to his face, only behind his back, because he's got his headphones on and he can't hear what I'm saying anyway. Is that true, Tom?
He's looking up in the sky.
He's looking around at the sky.
He's looking up at heaven.
You know what? It's the sad thing. I listen to this show, and nobody ever picks on Pastor Tom but me. I feel
that's
like,
because they know better.
Right.
Watch what you're messing with.
Just
Joe.
Be careful, you know. I'm watching for the, he's not carrying around lightning, you know.
He's a man of God, be careful.
I know, but hey, listen, I've been talking to him and listening to him now for a good while.
You know, Joe, I don't care who you are, you should have a good sense of humor. If I can't have fun at your expense, you're probably not my friend.
I feel so much better
spoken
now.
Right? Very well.
Is that the truth?
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's a definition of a friend.
Yeah,
well, you know, I've got to tell you, this is a client that came actually from this show, fellow down in Palm Beach. I went down and met him, and I says, "Boy, I sure hope Jesus has a sense of humor." He says, "Joe, you know he does. He made you."
That's right.
I said, "Well, okay, so much for that." Was the end of that one. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Toll free from any place you can call. And today we have Vince Rizzino, CPA. Vince Rizzino, CPA extraordinaire. Vince Rizzino, CPA, used to teach college, not at Columbia. He's a forensic CPA, which I will explain that, because when I first heard that word, I was impressed.
I'm still impressed. I know what it means.
Yeah. I know. Which, by the way, folks, those of you that haven't listened to this show before, forensic means he has the credentials to testify in court for or against whoever hires him, basically.
Exactly.
Well,
what that means, Joe? That means he is professional enough where his word is considered the truth.
That's exactly what that means. Integrity.
You have credentials as a forensic, whether it's be an engineer or it's an accountant, whether it's a doctor, whatever it might be. You have to have gone through other types of systems training, tests, etc.
We use other skills that normal accountants don't have.
You can't buy that designation.
No, you can't.
You have to earn it. Yes.
Well, now we have the opposite, which is Dan Warren, independent insurance agent.
He's the opposite?
I'm the opposite.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, because I thought it was perfect timing.
Because he can tease, because he's my friend.
That's it.
There you go.
Well, I've only known Dan for 104 years at least. Seems like it, right?
Well, you know, in my business, they have all these designations behind your name, and I have all these things, but I don't put them on my car because I think that they're a little bit pretentious in my business. But I have a buddy of mine, and he has a good sense of humor, too.
Right.
So he has CJIA as his credentials behind his name. And I ask him one day, I go, "What is that? I'm not familiar with that designation." He goes, "Dan, that's Cracker Jack Insurance Agent."
Well, you know,
I love that.
And you know, you see people when they you know, they got 9 different credentials after their name, and I'm sure they even forget all these letters, what they stand for, because there's so many of them. But you pass tests and you get more and more credentials. We've all seen multiple people that wear that big on their shoulder, and that doesn't mean necessarily that they're user friendly. But
I have this wall at my office that is so full of all these awards I've won in the 30 some plus years I've been doing this.
Right.
I now have them in a room that's closed. If you want to see them, I can show them to you. But
in the brag room, right?
Well, it's his tribute.
Well,
tribute
when I was room. Younger, yeah. You know, I think I put a little more importance on them.
Oh yeah.
You know, now it's just one more award I've won. It's nice. I appreciate it. But I'd rather have a client tell me, hey, Dan, you did a good job.
That's right. Isn't
that a flat exactly. back? You know, you say that. I had my first one was given to me. It was a letter from somebody relatively important. And a friend of mine framed it for me and gave it to mm-hmm. me because I just kind of stuck it away someplace. And he said, Joe, you got to put this on your wall. And I said, why? Well, he says, it makes you look good. I said, I'm never going
to
look that
good. I used to have a book in my lobby of all the great accolades and letters I've gotten, and I would keep it out for prospective clients to read, so before they came to see me, they would be highly impressed.
Like that. Then Nancy come out, and they'd say, Nancy, is that true? Your husband? And she says, oh, sometimes.
Sometimes. Not today.
Not today. Anyway, Team Martech started prior to 2004, and we don't know exactly when because...
We're old and don't remember, Joe.
That's exactly the reason why, but the whole concept was very simple. Joe Martech's a financial advisor, also called a stockbroker or a securities principal. Same thing we're talking about. Lots of credentials, lots of letters after your name, all that good stuff. Been in business a long, long time. Got a bunch of clients here locally in the Treasure Coast, but also in 13 other states because people move and referrals, etc. And the concept of the show, very simply, was there's no such thing as any one person knowing everything or even remotely close. So if you're a credible professional, you find other credible professionals that you can align yourself with, that you can refer your clients to and feel comfortable that they're not going to be taken advantage of, they're not going to be hurt, they're going to have the right thing done. So what do you have to do? One, this was my opinion, I had to find somebody that was not new in business. Why? Well, if you're going to make mistakes, it seems like the younger you are, the more mistakes you make. The older you get, you learn by those mistakes.
Well, Joe, you know, my dad used to say, wisdom is just an accumulation of mistakes, yours or somebody else's.
That's right.
Preferably theirs.
Preferably theirs.
Preferably.
So that was number one, was to find somebody that was not new in business. Number two, I had to find somebody with good credibility. Number three, integrity, big word. And number four, competence. Number five, user-friendly.
Now, you're making it tougher and tougher to meet those qualifications.
Well,
Joseph.
It is, you know. Now, let me tell you, the very first one I looked for in an attorney was user-friendly.
User-friendly. That's a hard one to
find.
That
was the hard one to find. So Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Joe Martech, financial advisor, and Greg Fasula, attorney, started doing these shows together 10, 12 years ago. So the concept was very simple. Someone of my clients says, Joe, what about homeowners insurance, car insurance, business insurance? Who do you go to? And I said, hey, no matter what, I always go to Dan. Why? Well, he's only 30, with at the time, 25 years in business or so. He's an independent, meaning he doesn't work for one company. He's got 15, 20, 80, 30 companies out there. And in my personal opinion, he's a flat good person. I mean, I've got to know Dan over a long period of time, and he's a high integrity person. Very
well,
important.
I appreciate that, Joe. And you know, one of the reasons why we brought, you know, Greg Fasula in
right.
is I am constantly counseling my clients. Let's say we're doing a life insurance policy right. or any type of long-term investment. I would say, do you have your will done? Do you have a trust done? Who is going to take care of your children if you and your wife get killed in an automobile accident? If you and I would have people, you know, jokingly say, well, I can leave my kids with them, but not my money. Well, you know, if you can't leave your money with them, you can't leave your kids with
right,
them. So,
right.
you know, it was important for me, like it was for you, to find that right attorney that I could feel comfortable, because that's my reputation when I refer that client to that attorney.
So the thing was that, and we all have known multiple attorneys. A lot of attorneys, even, well, boy, Vince and I, anyway, we're not going to talk about them.
Well, it depends on the need for that attorney. I have some attorneys that, if you were having some real bad criminal problems,
right.
I would send you to, but it won't be Greg.
No.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, the constant thing was competence. Now, wills and trusts, hey, we consider those necessary things, how to do those properly, how to stay within Florida law and do them. Okay, now, to find an attorney that was not expensive, not arrogant, not pretentious, good listener, is pretty hard to do with attorneys. This is not...
Yeah. Well, let's face it, if you're going to talk to someone about your estate,
yeah.
You want it to be a friendly conversation. You want to feel comfortable giving him all that information that's going to be required. You don't want to feel like he's talking down to you.
Well, how many times do we have somebody that they're a bit reluctant to talk about all their kids, and they don't want to just come up and say, well, one of my kids is a druggie.
Right.
So
I need to protect him.
But you got to, if you're talking to this attorney, that has to come out so that you can counsel and get the right thing done. Oftentimes there's a special needs that's not necessarily drug or whatever, but a special needs child. Well, that's another whole different scenario. There's so many, it can get very complicated. But the reality is this, it's one of the easiest things to do when you get the right person helping you and counseling you. So Greg is one of those that, probably the only attorney I know personally I'd like to have is a next door neighbor.
Well, you know, Joe, one of the things that concerns me is this. I have seen nothing that destroys the fabric of a family worse than a poorly planned estate, because it seems to bring out the worst in siblings. And if you can eliminate that problem and those heartaches for your children, it is the responsible thing to do.
You know,
there's no question. I echo that completely, Dan.
I see it in my practice
every day.
Yeah, we go through it, and we've been going through it recently.
And I believe that most of the listeners probably, let's say they lived up in the Northeast,
right?
They probably did that at some point in time, but they have to realize that moving down here to South Florida, there are different rules,
different
things that have to be incorporated within that will. And if you haven't done it, you've only done half the job.
So now we get to Vince Rizzino, CPA. Why is this necessary? Well, let me just tell you, folks, this is America, and we got to pay our taxes. Now, donating money to the government for no purpose, I have a hard time with that. So the rule of life, and every politician, everybody would say, hey, the tax code is based on you pay according to what the rules are. Now, that's just that simple. So who knows the rules the best? Well, hey, when you have those credentials after your name, and I hate to say it, but a CPA credentials are critical.
Well, you know what I really like about Vince's ability to help my clients is this. I've had clients who come in who have said, I'm thinking about buying a business. What will the insurance cost me?
Uh-huh.
And I give them an upfront figure, and I say, you know, are you sure you're not buying a bankruptcy? Maybe you should talk to somebody who can tell you what those books really say, not what the new owner, and if it was so profitable, why is he selling it? That's what where Vince shines so bright for me.
And I had that exact situation, Dan. Somebody up north, North Florida, had bought a business, and he bought the stock.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, well, why'd you buy the stock? He said, well, because there was an asset in the company that I thought would be worth acquiring. It was a lien that they had on some company. I said, well, do you know of any liabilities? You do a search? Should you do anything? Do you know what you buy? You're buying that asset, but what liabilities are you buying?
That's right.
He really didn't know. So
there could be tax liabilities.
It could be tax liabilities.
Lawsuits.
It could be anything. Once you buy the stock, you buy the company and everything with it.
Yeah.
You ask the disturbing question.
Yeah.
Yes. I stirred the pot with him. He wasn't too happy with me after that.
But you know what? You did your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I look at a property and casualty risk.
Yeah.
I never assume the insurance policy is right. I always assume it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, usually it's done right, but I'm constantly finding things that the client did not know he either had and was paying for, or in the worst case, thought he had and wasn't buying. Okay, so you have to be very careful when you take that advice.
Yeah, we've had in the last year or two more than one client thinking about buying an existing business and said, hey, let's meet with Vince and let him look at the paperwork that they're providing you, the seller, and let him be objective, because not everybody can read a profit and loss and a balance sheet and understand what it's saying. And when a guy says, hey, my business is worth $1 million, but all he's got is 11 cents to his name, it's kind of a clue that it doesn't add up.
It's all goodwill. Yeah. It's goodwill.
Goodwill has value.
Yes, there is value, but how do you determine that? You measure it. It's all part of the calculus.
There you go.
And so you need somebody to look at it and say it's reasonable or it's not.
Yeah.
1-888-221-8990. Toll free. 888-221-8990. 8990. We have Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Anybody that wants questions about car insurance, house insurance, business insurance, life insurance, whatever kind of insurance it might be, that's what Dan's office
does. Just not airplane insurance. I don't do airplane insurance.
Hey, but guess what? While he was sick, he took a course on boats, did he?
Yeah, I feel, you know, I was doing stuff, let's say 30 foot and under, and I've taken some more educational classes, nice. And I feel I can do like 50 foot and down. Above that, you know, the really big mega yachts, you need to get a marine specialist because they're going to take a tremendous amount of, you're going to have to do all those marine surveys and all kinds of hoops and lump. You might be better off with a foreign market, to be honest with you, in some cases.
Sometimes, yeah. It's everything has its specialty. Everything has a specialty. You know, it's why Lloyd's in London comes in handy on occasion.
I use Lloyd's on some stuff. Of course. You know, there's some really high risk, such as certain bars and things that I have clients that own. Believe me, it's going to be surplus lines, Lloyd's paper, but the paper's strong. I don't think they're going to go out of business because they're stronger than most carriers.
Well, to prove the point, don't most of the major carriers in the U.S. reinsure with Lloyd's?
Most do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lloyd's is
tells you something about Lloyd's.
If you look at Lloyd's rating all by itself, they're rated than any higher than any country in Europe.
Yeah. Well, you know, they started out by insuring the boats that came to the New World.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Saying,
okay.
Oh, yeah, you're going to bring, you know, sugar to the new colonies. Well, what if you get, you know, destroyed? Well, we're going to insure that just in case. But when you get back, if you don't, then you got to pay.
Well, you know, like I said, they're a monster organization. But almost nobody ever deals directly with Lloyd's because they become the reinsurance or their specialty high risk.
But carriers. There are lots of other surplus lines companies out there, Joe, that I have doubts on. Okay.
Yep.
That's part of what we do when you hire us to review these things. I'm going to look at the integrity of the company. Let's say it's a smaller carrier. There's no carrier really big as Lloyd's. Let's say it's a smaller local carrier. I'm not going to just look if they're admitted. I'm going to look who their reinsurance is.
Exactly.
To make sure that in the unlikely event that something bad were to happen, my customer is going to be protected. That's important.
Well,
that's
see, like, very, very if you important. Lived here in 1992 when Hurricane Andrew came through, it just wiped out a big portion of South Florida, and it put out of business 8, 10, 12 insurance companies. I mean, put them out.
Not only did it put those companies out, it affected the remaining carriers.
Right.
Many of them pulled out of the market, or at the very least pulled out of the wind portion for much of South Florida.
And it also created a situation that many of these companies all of a sudden doubled their rates, or they dropped tons and tons of policies. So there became the critical part of dealing with an independent, because if one pulls, Dan, I don't know how many casualty companies you've got, but probably 30 or 40 or 50.
I think we're up to almost 50 casualty companies now, and about 30 life, health, annuity, bonding companies. So we're a little over 80 carriers in our portfolio now.
So that's important, and only 35 years in business. So when we were putting this group together, these were critical parts to me that I had people that I could trust, same as you said earlier. Now, none of us share commissions. We don't share fees. We don't share office space. We do nothing. And I've never really thought that was the right way to go. Very often you'll see somebody that says, hey, I'm the king. Everybody else works for me. And you just do what I tell you. Now, I'm not saying that's what they all say, but that's the appearance that I get. One guy's in charge, and he's at the top, and everybody else works under him. And I've seen attorneys that way, CPAs, insurance agents, the whole thing. My opinion is the best people don't do that. They go on their own. And that's just the way it works, because otherwise they're dependent on the guy sitting on top of the heap. So none of our group is...
You never want to feel like there's a conflict of interest.
There you go.
Where there's any indication, and when I say impropriety, I mean I don't do the very best for the customer because I don't have that market.
Yep.
So I don't tell any indication, and when I say impropriety, I mean...
Right, exactly.
And I can tell you that if there are things that I feel somebody else can do better for my client,
of course,
I'm going to send them there.
Well, see, that's a good point, Dan, is because it's, even in my business, it's knowing what your limits are, too.
Absolutely.
You know what your experience is, and when you go outside the boundaries, sometimes you're not doing your client any favor. In fact, you're putting them at risk. So you need to know where your expertise ends and where you need to go
in
out.
In fact, that
and
was
get somebody
a
else.
Member who's not here, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who's 25 years in the mortgage business, who, by the way, folks, if you know anybody that's going to buy a house, this is one of the first things you should do is call a person like Mike and let him find out what you can qualify for.
Exactly.
And literally in 10 minutes, 15 minutes max, Mike will get back to you and say, hey, here's the situation, and he'll tell you exactly where you are. So
and you know what's nice too, Joe, is let's suppose your credit isn't where you think it is.
Right.
There's a good chance that he could say, hey, before you apply for that mortgage, do X, Y, and Z. It'll take you about 6 months or so. We'll get these things gone. You'll qualify for a lower rate and a better score. We'll give you lower payments.
That's it.
And Mike is expert at
this. And it's a counsel. He's an expert. The whole thing is a counseling session. So I think every one of us kind of look at it that way. So Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, last member of the team is Victoria Lloyd, REMAX of Stewart. Only been in business since 1980. And it's hard to do when you're 30, but somehow or other she's pulled that off. The hardest working person I've ever known in my life. She only has two speeds. She's either full blast or sleeping. That girl is she's working. I mean, what was it? Mike was joking. He said one time he got this text at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was from Victoria. So Mike's wife said, "Who in the world is this Victoria texting you?"
Is that like the State Farm commercial?
Like the State Farm commercial, right?
Who is this Jake from State Farm?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? So literally, I mean, Victoria, when she's awake, she's working. That's just how she is.
Well, you know, what I really personally like about Victoria, it's not so much the work ethic, even though I'm impressed. I'm impressed by that. Here's what I like. I have always had a pet peeve about realtors who want the listing, don't care how they get it. Sometimes they'll tell you your house is worth more than it is just to get it, and they hope somebody else comes along and sells it, and in the meantime they'll slowly talk you into lowering the price to them.
Exactly.
Because where Victoria will not do that. She goes in and she earns her money from the get-go. That's what I liked best about her from the inception.
Word again, folks, in this group that we have strived, everybody is not new in business. The word integrity is probably the most important word. Most important word. And we've had major compliments from a number of people that say what they do like. And Dan was saying it earlier today. We're the old boys club.
You are?
Good old boys.
Well, here's the thing.
Think about this as a positive.
I'm not old enough.
Well,
I can tell you are too.
You know lots of people because of what you do.
Right.
I know lots and lots of people from what I do. And I have a pretty good idea where to send you and where not to send you. Okay? So It's not just insurance that we give. We try to give advice to our clients and our friends about things from restaurants to doctors. I don't mind helping new people who come in. They came from somewhere where I guarantee you they had a little network of friends and people who they knew where to go to. And chances are they don't have that down here.
Exactly. That happened with me. Yeah. 9 years ago when I came to Florida.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you had to build a whole network
from
scratch.
A whole new network.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my widow clients, who's, quote, from the old school, and the husband took care of everything, and now he's gone. And you have ever heard of something that some people might take advantage of a widow? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Never.
Never. But occasionally, I have heard of it. Rare, but occasionally. So normally what I do in this counseling session, I said, hey, my brother's a general contractor, and we've got all of these different people that we know. So if you're going to put a new AC system in or a new this, or after you get your prices, call me. And let me just run that by the people we know. And every once in a while, it's somebody that I do know. And on a couple of occasions, I've had to call them. I shouldn't say I had to. I decided to call him up and said, hey, by the way, one of your people went out and gave a client of mine a price. And I think he might have made a mistake. Take a look at it, will you, and get back to me, and because it just looks like it's wrong. And invariably, I come back and say, yeah, you sure made a mistake. You know, this should have been this instead of that. And we.
Well, it's important. You know, Joe, if I refer you to somebody.
Oh, boy.
And I've talked about this to you before. I will call that somebody.
Yep.
In about 2 weeks, I'll say, hey, did you call Joe? How did that go? Was it a good experience? Because I want to know that I'm still doing the right thing. And I expect I'm doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And if you're not, you want to know about it.
And I want to tell you, well, this is why they didn't have a good experience.
Exactly.
And I've never had to call you on that.
Isn't that a nice thing?
That is nice.
Yeah, that's because I won't answer the phone when he calls in. Well, you know, we were talking earlier today. I have a longtime person that I've known, he and the wife, and they're both from Michigan, and they have home down here, home up there, and he's fallen on bad times. And he wanted to get a reverse mortgage, but he can't get it on the one down here because it's only on the homestead. So he ended up going, he called Mike, and Mike says, hey, you're in Michigan, I can't do it for you. And he let it go at that, and the guy said, hey, no problem, I'll find somebody in Michigan, which he did. And they did a bad job for him, whoever he was talking to. So I said, you know, my fault for not calling you back, Skip, because I should have followed up on that, because this is what we do. And I said, this time, we're going to get it done right, and you're going to stay on the list of people that need to be followed up on. And don't feel, a lot of times you hear people, they feel bad about calling you. I said, no, don't ever feel bad. That's what we're here for.
I keep people on what I call a tickler
list. Tickler file, right?
Until I know it's resolved. You know, if there's a claim or a problem that I know I'm working towards resolution, I never assume it's done until that customer says, yeah, Dan, it's all done. Thanks for calling. You don't have to call me anymore.
Well, this is what I told this buddy of mine. I said, look, get a hold of Mike again right now and tell him you need somebody in Michigan and tell him Joe said to stick with you like glue until you get it done. So he called Mike up. Mike said, hey, no problem. I'll find you somebody in Michigan. So within an hour, he had somebody he knew. Now, if I called up Vince and I said, Vince, I need a CPA in Detroit, might take him a whole hour through the network to find the right person that's a trustworthy person for me to go to or send a client to. Right. And with Dan, the same way. Give me an insurance agent in California in Lodi or whatever it is, it'd probably take a whole hour.
I can do that because that's the profession I specialize in.
Yeah, exactly.
And I go to classes and I go to, you know, conventions and things, and I do have those contacts. Not that we use them a lot, but every once in a while a client will say, hey, I'm buying a property in out of state. Can you insure that for me? Mm-hmm. In some cases, my license will reciprocate.
Right.
And in some cases, it will not. No. If it will not, I will find someone to take care of it.
Exactly.
Isn't that what we all do?
That's professionalism.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's what we all do.
You don't say, oh, I can't help you. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, we only say that to Pastor Tom.
We're in a service business. And no, that's the thing. When you're in a service business, you're all about service or should be all about service.
Exactly.
And you don't always make money on everybody's service.
You can't.
But what goes around comes around. I mean, you know, the old sayings, all the old cliches are true. You know, if you do the right thing, it's always going to come back to you. 1-888-221-8990. Now, come on, folks. We got a CPA sitting here. We've got an independent insurance agent. We got a financial advisor. There's got to be some questions to do with taxes, with business, with automobile, with homeowners insurance.
Well, we got some time, Joe. While we're waiting, I just wanted to give a testimony here to Dan and his group up there. You know, a lot of people in Martin County recently, we were one of them, they got a notice that all of a sudden we were zoned a flood zone by FEMA.
The flood map changed,
and we were notified that we needed flood coverage, which we didn't have. Called up Dan, and his office did a wonderful job for us. Wonderful job. Thank you, Dan, and thank your people up there.
It's always nice to hear that the staff is doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is taking care of the customer. And I've told us many times, we are a blessed office. Our office is continually having people request insurance, and we don't always sell that product because sometimes we're able to say, hey, you've got a great product where you are. Until you get a rate increase or something changes, we don't recommend you go. But most of the time, we're actually able to save that customer money, or in your case, make that required purchase as easy as possible.
You did a wonderful job. It was a good experience, and thank to your
well,
people.
So we've earned that referral.
That's right.
You earned the referral, and
there'll be more coming as time allows and as opportunities.
You know, that's the whole name of this group, and that's what we try to do years ago and still and continually is to put the group of local professionals that are, again, not new in business, all here to help people, and we've been very blessed and able to help people, and you know, it all comes back. It all comes back.
Well, if you maintain the integrity of doing what's right for the customer, not what pays you the most commission, your business will be blessed, in my opinion.
And you will continue to grow
because we all serve each other in different forms or fashion. I'll serve you in what I provide, you serve in what you provide. And that's really how it's intended to be done. No one should be chasing the dollar. The dollar follows the service.
Well, that's a good point, Dan. You're absolutely right. Because if you give good service, eventually the name will get out there and you'll get business that way.
And you know what's
funny? And that's the right way to do it.
Here in Florida, and I hate to speak poorly of the great state that I've lived in for almost 60 years.
However.
But in Florida, to be a hero in many cases, all you got to do is show up, do your job, give the guy what you promised them, and you're a hero. Because so many times you don't get that in the state of Florida.
It's a very sad thing. You know, like we talk about this 100 times, maybe more. I try to find people in business at least 10 years. in bare minimum 5 years, because people come and go so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And then people say, well, it's got 100% warranty. I said, okay, who's backing it up?
You're right. That's right. Which contractor is
this? It's the company
that
just went out of state.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just automatically trust. What's the old saying? You know, if it's on the internet, you know it's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
That's right.
Bonjour.
That's right. My French model.
You see that commercial?
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah, her boyfriend was a French model.
She's meeting a guy on the internet, right?
Yeah. I was just thinking of that
true.
Commercial.
That's so funny. It has to be true. It's on the internet.
It's right.
Well, whenever I read an article in the newspaper, I read like the first paragraph or so, and if it doesn't look logical, like, quickly go to the end of it and find out who wrote it.
Yeah.
So I can find out, is there an agenda? The only time that kind of worries me, when you see AP, you know, Associated Press, they never give you who it is. It only comes from the Associated Press. You never know who the real author is. So
you think they've got an agenda?
Well,
very often. Very
excuse
often.
Me.
Here's the problem. Almost everybody does. So I kind of, you get a little bit jaded, a lot jaded over a period of time, because you see so many things in print, on TV, on the radio, that are not true. And it just absolutely blows my mind. And I get a kick out of all, not a kick, I get disturbed or disappointed that some of these reporters and then the editors are not double, triple checking the facts that they allow to get in the print.
But that gets in the way of profit.
That's right.
Well, got to fill in those gaps on the paper. Otherwise, you know.
It's like also, the old Carson show, check and double check.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so I was going to say that this whole social media thing is a double-edged sword also.
Oh, yeah.
It's a chance to get your name and reputation out there and well-known, but it's the opposite, too. If you're not performing and you give bad service or bad experiences, it's out there. All of a sudden,
but it gives
it's
you
all
as a
over.
Business the ability to try to correct and fix. You know, it's sad, but in America, we have come to expect mediocre service.
Isn't
if we
truth?
Go to a restaurant,
mediocrity. That's the norm.
And the service is in, and the food
and
is
and you give them a tip anyway.
And the lady comes by. Yeah, she says, how was your meal? And you go, oh, it was fine.
Yeah, no,
and you should
wants
say it was terrible. Because
we've all raised in the days where a 10% tip was the norm.
Of course.
Then it went to 15, and today it's 20.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's the norm.
Give it whether they get the service or not.
What does tip mean?
Yeah.
To ensure promptness.
Yeah.
It used to be given before the meal, so you could say, here's the money. I want good service. That's where the tip comes from.
And they just take the money now and they leave.
And if they'll chase you down if you don't give them enough.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think we've become a settle for society.
Yeah.
Well, we settle for what we get, and
there you go.
Good enough.
How many businesses make 18%? Very few.
Yeah, boy. Isn't that the truth? 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Hey, speaking of All Aboard Florida, are you paying attention to what's going on?
You know, Joe, I hate to sound pessimistic.
I know. However.
But I'm telling you, I have felt it was a done deal from the day they started building those stations in Orlando and started building those stations in Miami.
You
and
still
Fort
think Arden. It is?
I'm just telling you, brother, I feel it is a done deal, and we are just spitting in the wind, as the old saying goes, and we're not going to get anywhere. If I felt differently, I would tell you, and it doesn't mean I'm right.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you what I feel.
Well, the only thing
they basically have said they're going to do it anyway.
Well, yeah, but
depending on where the money's coming from.
Ah, here comes the key. See, they want to do this bond thing. Now, this has been postponed, and they're supposed to have these credentials up front, and they're missing a few things constantly. And I'm just hoping, because if it's a government-backed bond, you have no risk. But if it's not, if it's a pure corporate bond, you're 100% at risk for that company folding. Now, just because there's not a profitable train in the whole country, nobody's making any money.
This will be the first.
This will be the first, right?
And they've now released their dollar figures they're going to charge for a ticket and how many millions of people are going to ride this train that nobody else
can. Oh, they did release the ticket figures?
Oh, yeah. It's up to $100 and some odd for whatever.
That's more than the price of gas.
No kidding.
Wow. Let me ask you this. This is just, I don't know. What if enough wealthy Martin County residents and Indian River County residents, I mean the wealthy, bought 51% of that bond and said, we as the majority bondholders don't want it done. Would that work?
Well, then they just lose all their money.
No, no, no. I'm just saying they own the bond. They could sell it later.
Well, but if they purchase the bond, you see what happens is the
money. If they're really against this train, they could stop it like
but
that.
But the money goes to the train people.
Well, the bond, the bond is just to raise funds
just
for the
train. You can buy 100% of the bond. In fact, usually what happens is a brokerage house guarantees that these things will be issued, and then the money all goes to the train company. They can do
what if nobody buys the bond?
Well, there's just two issues of concern. Number one is who's funding this thing,
right?
And number two, the inconvenience it's going to cause to the population of the people that live in this area.
Inconvenience is one. There's a third reason.
Okay.
Property values.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody that owns a piece of property west of the railroad tracks,
so you get a decrease
on the water, their property values are going to plummet because you're never going to get out with your boat to the ocean because that train is going to be running 6-7 hours a day plus the freight trains, except at night, which at 3 a.m. you can probably get through, which is real exciting. And you can only come back at 3 a.m.
So is the county going to give me a decrease on my property?
Yeah, of course they are. You know, big time.
And your taxes will go down, right?
There was a little sarcasm.
It's a benefit, right?
There you go. It's a benefit.
It's a hidden benefit.
Yeah, after 2 or 3 years, your taxes will go down.
That's Joe, right. See, that's only benefiting the boaters. So everybody, the other people don't care.
Well, how about the people in the marine industry?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
What if you were having a heart attack and you were sitting at that railroad crossing waiting and waiting and waiting and died waiting when you could have been saved at Martin Memorial?
Hey, guess what? Right. That'll bring the insurance cost down.
No. What if you waited so long that you didn't die, but you became a vegetable? The costs go up.
Now your cost goes up.
You know, and there's also the safety issue.
Of course.
They're not building trestles or lines.
No.
They're all running on ground level.
Right.
Yes.
Which means.
And you know they carry all kinds of dangerous chemicals. Those trains carry danger.
I thought that was only passengers on this train.
Well, there's 32 trains a day.
Plus the other trains that putz along.
The freight trains are going to be coming. They're not going to stop the freight trains. And in fact, the freight trains
are they all going to run on the same track?
Yeah.
What they say.
But they're going to build some more parallel tracks so one can bypass the other so they can slow down, speed up, do whatever. So the whole concept, you know, and I'm hoping Dan is wrong because we've been talking about this now for at least a year that. The bond issue, the first one they wanted was government-secured money. Then the second thing they're going to is government-secured bonds. And they kept saying, no matter what, we'll get it, and it might cost twice as much. Well, if they can get somebody stupid enough to issue bonds that are corporate bonds with no government backup, I would be impressed.
Yeah, it's a high risk.
Well, if the brokerage house guarantees issuance, they're picking up the ones that aren't sold.
And guess what? Don't happen. Brokerage houses have gone out of business doing that. You ever hear of Lehman Brothers?
Yeah. They'll also have to offer a heck of a discount here in order to sell them.
No doubt about it. Big discount. I'm talking a monster discount.
Yes, very big.
Big discount. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. So I know that almost everybody alive has got to have heard about All Aboard Florida by now, but I just can't imagine.
Well, you know, if it was only private funds, if private people were putting their money into it and building it, and it didn't interfere with the things that we're concerned about,
makes perfect sense.
It wouldn't be a problem.
Nobody cares. Well,
if they would have taken it out west towards Indiantown, there's tracks that go out there towards Orlando and not go through all these little downtowns, you wouldn't have the problem that you have. But I'm going to tell you, I have listened to media, other radio, TV. If we lived in West Palm South, you would hear nothing like we're talking about.
I know.
It's all positive. It's all great.
However, city of Del Rey.
The little downtown Del Rey, starting to
understand. They came up and said, wait a minute. Our share is over $1 million that we have to come up with.
Yeah, they
City
have to
of
pay
Del Rey
it.
Mm-hmm. For infrastructure for this railroad. But we, Del Rey, and Del Rey said, wait a minute, where are we going to get this
money
from?
That's
who's going to pay us?
That's a tax increase waiting to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
this is supposed to be private.
Well, that's the thing. Enterprise. That people are concerned about the tax implication that we, the people, are going to be paying for this. And at the same time that we're paying for it, somebody else is going to be making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Dan and I figured out, Pastor Tom, I know this is a good Christian thing to do. We start this business, we raise $10 million, we take monster paychecks, and then we go out of business on purpose.
What we were trying to do is to figure out a way.
Well, that's a business plan.
That's a business plan, right?
They were bringing in all these children from Guatemala and other places, and the government has already posted the figures of what they pay. It's between $250 and $1,000 a day.
Per child.
Per child.
Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't you like to spend $1,000 a day on your child?
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
He already has.
So we wanted, we were going to say, let's take 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
We can get those government FEMA trainers.
Every time the government
put them all out there,
gets their $1,000
a head. $1,000
a head.
Every time the government gets
it's a whole lot easier to spend other people's money than your own.
Isn't that the fact?
Convenient?
So
the government has no money.
Well, the government, most people, when you say the word government, they don't realize we are the government.
That's right.
You know, we taxpayers pay.
We're actually the piggy bank.
I mean, my buddy Vince today, CPA, brought me papers that I hate. I'm sitting here looking at this envelope in here, and he says, "Here it is, Joe." And he smiles and he gives it to me. And I said, "What's that?" He says,
I know why.
Is it your second quarterly payment?
No, this is the worst in that.
Yeah.
This is the Infernal Revenue and I fighting.
Well, Uncle Sugar wants their money.
Uncle Sugar wants their money. So this is just part of this ongoing battle that I've been fighting now for 6 months or whatever the time frame is because of
so you handed that off and everything's good now.
This is the
everything is good, but it's
Vince's part is over.
Vince's part's over. Joe's part is not over for a while. The Infernal and I will be having some discussions, but that's called,
but you'll make it right.
It's all right. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Let me talk. What do we got? How much time we got left, Pastor?
About 13 minutes.
We got plenty of time.
You're getting all kinds of trouble in 13 minutes.
13
Joe.
Minutes. You know, we might hire a CPA in between there that you time go. To do our taxes. Anyway, I want to talk about money a little bit. You know, there's lots of different forms of money and a lot of things that we take for granted, especially the three of us, words like IRAs. Now, you know, I was visiting with a very sophisticated young woman who's got a great job and a great education. And I said, "Do you know what stock is?" And she goes, "No." Stock, isn't that something you make soup from?
That's right, it is.
No, that is exactly.
Isn't that cattle?
Well, yeah. That's right. What they used to put the pilgrims in when they were mad at them, and they put them out in a square in a stock, right? So what I'm trying to say is a lot of people, words that we absolutely take for granted, we think everybody knows, it's amazing how many people don't. It's not amazing, because ignorance means simply I haven't learned.
It's lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. So let's talk an IRA, Individual Retirement Account. What's the rules? Rules say you can put how much money a year into an IRA for your young working person?
Depends. Young,
$5,500, and you don't pay tax on that.
It's correct. You get a.
You're talking about a conventional IRA.
Traditional.
Traditional.
Let's use the exact proper word.
Not right.
Traditional. So we don't pay tax on it. So let's say we're making $50,000 a year, and we put this $55,000 ahead. Well, the government's only looking at $45,500. Because, or whatever the figure is, $5,000 that you could put aside, and then you defer the tax, meaning there's no tax on that until you take it out.
Correct.
Now, the second rule is this. You're allowed to do this every year, and when you turn 59 and a half, the government says you can start taking it out without a penalty. If you take it out prior to that, you pay a 10% penalty.
Correct.
Plus
income tax.
Plus the tax.
Mm-hmm. So most people, the whole concept is we're putting this aside for retirement. Now, Vince, Roth IRA. How much can we put in? I'm a young person. How much can I put in a Roth IRA?
It depends on how much you make.
Well, let's say I'm making $50,000 a year.
I think you're still at the 5,500.
Same figure.
Yeah.
Now the Roth says this: you pay tax on the 55 now.
Yeah, because it comes from after tax money.
Mm-hmm. And now you put it aside, and now that money is allowed to grow to $10 million. Now it's not going to. But you're allowed to put so much a year aside, and then you're allowed to take it out, all 100% of that money, after 59 and a half, with minor exceptions, no tax, every dime.
Correct.
So let's just say you put in $50,000 over the years, and now it's worth $300,000. You can take the whole $300,000 out at one time, and it's not a dime's worth of tax. So a lot of people do that. In fact, Vince and I, we were talking about a grandchild, funding a grandchild's education.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. you put aside this money every year. 18 years later, you got nearly $250,000 if it's paying 5 or 6% interest each year, which a good financial advisor should be able to do. And what happens is that money now becomes tax-free money, and in case that child doesn't go to school or in case who knows what, the grandparent is not going to be penalized. So there are some benefits.
There are limits too, Joe, because once you get up there, the high income taxpayers can't do it. They limit them. I think it's $190,000 now. If you make combined more than that, then you're limited.
My particular liking is this. If you can afford the Roth, you don't need that write-off and you're younger.
Right.
To me, it's the way to go.
There's no doubt.
Traditional Roth.
A traditional IRA.
The traditional IRA. Here's what I always thought. It was sort of like a deferred spanking. When your mom says, hey, when your dad comes home, you're getting it. I'd much rather have my mom smack me once while I'm there and
real be done quick,
with
get it,
it
over because the old man's going to hit me three times.
And that's what the IRA's like. So if you can do the hit up front, now you're home free. That's what I push.
That's a good analogy.
That's a good analogy.
It is a great analogy.
But let me give you the opposite of that.
Well, give it to me.
Well, here's the key. Normally, when you're working, you're making more money than when you're retired. So your tax bracket when you're retired is usually less because you're not making, let's say, $100,000 a year. You might be making $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000.
In theory.
But you got to remember who's in charge of the government now, what he's done to our country. They're never going to give you a good tax bracket up the road because...
Well, we think it'll be 96%.
Here's my opinion. See, baby boomers are the largest population.
We are
retiring. We are a selfish part of society. We want all kinds of good things. And there's fewer and fewer people working. So the ones that are going to have to pay a higher and higher percentage. That's my...
Tax code changes.
Well, you know...
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, and Dan is absolutely right about that. But the other point about these IRAs, you better hope the tax rates don't go up, which I think, of course, we're going to because you're getting a benefit in today's dollars, at today's rate.
Exactly.
And you're paying later at... Maybe potentially higher rates.
That's right. Yes.
So you might eliminate
gas. Will be $10 a gallon when you take it out. So good luck.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So you might lose the advantage of that.
So you have to look at the two and make a decision. And actually, you can have both if you want. You could take $2,000 and put it into one. $2,000 put it into the other.
You see, this is such a volatile subject that about 3 or 4 months ago, you know, the Congress was tinkering with the idea of limiting
the amount. Remember that?
That's right.
They got such an outrage from the citizenry that they backed off in a big
hurt. They should, because you know what? Social Security is not meant to retire on.
No.
It's to supplement your savings.
Exactly.
And without that incentive to save, the American people do a very poor job.
Except now, without that Social Security in place, there'd be a lot of people on a government food line.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's one aspect of that safety net that's provided to our citizenry. That's a good thing.
But it was never intended to be the only means of support.
However, intention, the road to hell. Remember that road? It's paved with good intentions.
Stay away from that road.
But the other side of the coin is this. Let's just say this. There are two sides to looking at these IRAs, and the bottom line is you're not stuck in any one of them forever. You make a decision. You can have both. You can have one or the other, depending on your income, depending. But there's one more subject I wanted to quickly get into, and that's the 401k.
Right. Yeah.
Now, 401k, you work for a company, and a company says, okay, we're going to let you put X amount of your paycheck into this 401k, and you'll pay no tax on it. And if we are the company that you like and you're lucky, they'll say we will match dollar for dollar 1%, 2%, 3%, whatever figure you put in. So whenever I talk to anybody that has a 401k with matching, I said the rule number one is you 100% always put in whatever they match.
Exactly.
And then I would say every other dollar goes somewhere else.
There you go.
In case they
and
go
I
under.
Don't disagree with you. So then.
Well, not necessarily, Dan, because these 401k plans are not just invested in that company's
stock. Well, I'm
stock.
Just saying. You're right. No. I'm saying
he's not talking about that. He's talking about if you've got a 401k, you want to do 100% of the matching. But let's say you've got extra money. You might put that into a different type, not inside of your 401k. You could put it into an outside IRA. You could put it something else.
No question.
If you worked for Enron and every penny you went towards Enron.
Yeah, that's a different story.
You'd be in trouble.
But you see, the mistake they made is that their pension money was invested in Enron
stock.
I think they've learned a lesson from that. They learned their lesson.
The key thing.
You should be more diversified.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. There's no doubt.
The key things is this. Some education. And what we're talking about now are a lot of the things that we know because we're in the business and we're not so young. That a lot of people have never, at this point, heard of even Enron. They haven't seen the abuses of the past. The key with a 401k is one of the things that's normal. The employer is in pretty much control of that of those funds.
You, he's the administrator.
No. Actually, they
will give you options where to put your
money. Exactly. You might have 8, 10, 15 options within that. But if you had your own money, you might have 100 or 200 or 300 options or more. Key is this. Everything has its rules, regulations, constraints. And the thing is to learn them. How do you learn them? You talk to somebody like us, and we educate. And we don't charge to educate.
Well, logically, to me, is you should not buy any one product. That's just telling you what I think.
Exactly.
Okay, you should have some real estate. You should have some stocks. You should have some bonds. You should have some metals. You should be well diversified. Anybody who tells you you ought to have everything in X thing, that's because that's what they sell.
Well, point
and also, Joan, this is where you come in, because I had this situation just the other day. Client did their taxes, going over the taxes, and she says, how come I've got this $25,000 taxable pension? She said, I didn't take any money out for taxable. I said, well, I got this 1099-R here that says you got a distribution. Well, the bottom line is, Joe, that they were encouraged to take out money from their IRA, the SEP IRA, to invest in something else. And the something else was an annuity.
Oh, so scary.
They're selling commissions.
You know what?
Exactly. I really felt badly for
that's
them.
That's a mortal sin. Those people need to be hung. I mean, quite honestly.
They could file a FINRA complaint.
And they should. Well, it may not have been FINRA. It's an insurance complaint. Yeah. It could have been that. But the bottom line is I've seen it happen, and so have you. I had one person I know took $100,000 out and put it into a life insurance contract.
Mm.
That's not even exchange. They had to pay tax on the whole $100,000 to buy this life insurance.
Wow. I lost a client over that exact situation. Yeah. They didn't believe me, Jeff.
No.
I told them that this is, you have to pay taxes.
I said, how long ago did they do this? I said, have them call me now. We have a good chance of getting that back. If you wait too long, you got almost no chance.
You're done.
Well, they were angry at me.
1-888-221-8990. We're not going to have time for phone calls, but
Call after the show.
Call after the show. You'll talk to Pastor Tom or to Connie. They'll give you our number. They'll have us call you. 1-888-221-8990. Flip the next card. We got less than 30 seconds.
No, you got about 45 seconds.
Oh, you're holding the wrong card.
He knows how you are.
I'm ready to pull this up.
The pastor's got that nice watch, too, so it keeps accurate time.
You got? Are you looking at your watch? He and Vince have the same watch, folks. That's where this in-house joke is. This is an in-house joke. 1-888-221-8990. Oh, it's 30 seconds now?
30 seconds now.
There you go.
Why are you holding 15 up?
Because that's next.
Because I got to get ready.
He's preparing.
I'm a Boy Scout.
You're a little bit.
I'm being prepared.
You're a little bit slow in your old age, you know.
Well, you know, it takes me a little while to.
Hey, we want to tell everybody thank you so much for listening. And if you do have questions, you call the radio station. We'll get back to you. Talk to Pastor Tom or Connie. And we really appreciate you listening. And until next week, 5, 4, 3 seconds. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. God bless you.
All right.
You've been listening to the MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Did you hear the good?
This is WCNO, Palm City.